Here it is. Wolves fans very excited down below. 15th and final hit. Great start by Holder. Made the game for the first time this evening and off. And the red lights have come on, and that's going to be it. It's Tongate who has fallen. Tongate lost control, and unless the referee decides that that's all four riders back, then that's going to be it. The pole with the lights, so he's directly in front of our commentary position here. And half of the crowd are looking at that, and the other half are looking up at the referee's box. And there it is. That's it, the light has come on, Tongate has been excluded, and Wolverhampton are going into the Elite League final. Paul now cannot catch them, and Wolverhampton will be in the Elite League final next week, having turned round a deficit that's never before been pulled back in these Elite League two-leg semi-finals. Wolves are going to do it. They'll have Heat 15 to complete in a few moments, but it will be four laps of honour rather than four laps of tension, because Wolves are there. They lead by 4 points on aggregate. The most that Paul can now get from this final heat is three in any circumstances. So Wolves and their supporters know it. They are into the Elite League final in the most sensational fashion. In this final heat, it is a formation ride to victory for Wolverhampton and Lindgren. And Wolverhampton, with one arm raised in salute to the supporters, leads Wolverhampton into the Elite League final, with Freddie Lindgren in second place and Holder beaten in third. Wolves have finished with 3-5-1 maximums in a row. They have beaten the Elite League champions, the Paul Pirates, and will face Bellevue here in Wolverhampton and away in Manchester next week, and with fireworks going off on the far side of the stadium and celebrations being led now by Wolverhampton, who rides past with both hands off the handlebars in front of the spectators who saw him as a 19-year-old when they last won the Elite League. They're in the final.
Peter, I know you've been doing this for a few years now, but that was an extraordinary match, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic turnaround. You know, we always had the confidence that we could do that. The boys rode magnificently from 1-7, and you know, when you've got belief and you've got somebody like Freddie leading the team from the front, anything's possible. And as they've said here several times this evening, that's a record-breaking overturn. So we're very proud, obviously.
You obviously had to get out and make inroads into the deficit very quickly. To have actually turned it around by heat seven, you put a bit of pressure back on them. I mean, obviously you expected to turn it around that quickly.
No, absolutely not. And I was saying to the boys in our team meeting before the meeting, you know, that we were looking for a couple of 5-1s and two or three 4-2s to overturn that deficit. And when you look at the programme, there are so many races where that's a possibility. The earlier ones, you know, you've got to be careful about, you know, drilling into the team that they've got to, you know, get off on the right foot and they've got to be six up after 8-4 and all that rubbish, because if it doesn't work out, then it puts them on the back foot, and heat wins at the end of the meeting are just as valuable as those at the front. I think we finished with 3-5-1, so even if we'd have been, you know, still 12 behind with three races to go, we would still have won the tie. So great performance.
There were so many points in the meeting where, you know, different rides of the team have chipped in and lots that look important as you go back through the scores, but there was just a point where Paul had got a bit of momentum back. Kyle Howarth came up trumps for you in the second reserve heat that seemed to put you right back on the front foot.
Yeah, we were fearful of what might happen in E12, but he made a fantastic start, great first couple of corners, and he had the pace, you know, to keep in front of their reserves, who without them, I think, you know, Paul would have been sunk without trace.
So now you've got these two meetings to look forward to next week. You the supporters here, and I read what you said in the programme, you're going to need the supporters. They really backed you all the way tonight. They clearly believed it, and I'm sure there'll be more of them on Monday.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be absolutely packed to the rafters. And we were on the phone here to Bellevue with a few races left, and the Bellevue promoter was telling us that, you know, that the crowd there were willing Wolverhampton on, because it's obviously going to be a great final between two teams who are only an hour apart.
Yes, and two good old names in Speedway. And Bellevue have had their problems in the last few years, and obviously they've got the new stadium and clearly going well, things going well again. And this is one of the longest established clubs around. So there's a great sort of sense of history about this final.
Absolutely. I mean, we've both won a lot, you know, over the years. Bellevue have been in the doldrums for... in recent seasons, but they made the final last year, they've done it again this, and I think we can look forward to two fantastic occasions.
It's the last word for now. You promised at the start of the season, both yourself and Chris said, you know, we know we've had a couple of disappointing years, we've sorted it, we're going to be much more competitive, and you've proved your point.
We have, and I feel very pleased for our supporters who have stood by us, you know, particularly in the last couple of lean years here. But we've taken them to the final, which is as far as you can go. And whatever the result now, it's been a great year for Wolverhampton. We're back in the big time and we're intent on staying there.